Ireland's travel restrictions are outdated, inappropriate and unnecessary, according to Ryanair. They're calling for an end to travel restrictions on UK and EU flights from the end of the month, including the mandatory hotel quarantine system. Their chief executive, Eddie Wilson, is on the line. Eddie Wilson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
I suppose it's no surprise that you think this, because we've heard from you about the travel restrictions throughout the pandemic. Do you believe government will listen now?
I think they have to. I mean, it's not necessarily just what Ryanair is saying. I mean, we've been saying it for a long time. But, you know, Paul Reid this morning from the HSE is out saying that the link is now broken between, you now have high vaccination levels. We're going to have 80% of the population or the adult population done by the end of June. And in aviation, you need those signposts now. I mean, mandatory hotel quarantine, fine for outside the European Union where you can actually control it, but you can't control it in a common travel area between either the UK or between countries on the European continent. And last week we had Italy and Austria lifted. We still have France and Belgium, and they need to be lifted, because all of that happens is that airlines don't fly there, and people who want to fly to Ireland just go to other third countries and fly in. We need that signpost like now. It's the right time to do it, and we hope that they'll actually respond to this.
The Chequers summit today between the Taoiseach and Boris Johnson, they'll be talking about COVID cooperation. Do you hope that there could be news about the resumption of the common travel area out of that meeting?
I think so. I mean, and you had the Taoiseach travelling there today. There's lots of people who want to travel to and from the UK and can't do so without going into a 10-day quarantine. We have the most highly vaccinated country in Europe, and we have an open border between Northern Ireland and the UK, and we should lift those restrictions on the common travel area immediately. There's no reason for it, you know.
Except that you're not a public health expert. You're a man who runs a very successful airline. That's your job. Your job is to look after Ryanair. The government's job is to look after the health of the nation. The
Correct.
R number is still around one. The Indian variant has been spreading rapidly in the UK. There have been 20 cases identified here. So, you know, given that, you know, there's not much difference between what you're saying and the government, bar a couple of weeks. So isn't patience and caution the right way to go?
Well, it's the HSE this morning are saying that the link has been broken. It's not what Ryanair is saying, it's what the HSE are saying.
With ICU,
to
clarify on that point, Eddie Wilson, because I saw that tweet from Paul Reid, and it was about the fall in hospital numbers, and it was about the fall in ICU numbers. And it was, but nonetheless, we still have case rates running in the 400 to 500 region. We still have an R number around one. We still have significant numbers of younger people
to what Paul Reid actually said. He said the link is broken because of the vaccination levels, with mortality rates, hospitalizations and bad outcomes. That's what the HSE are saying. They are an arm of government. What we should do now is, and all as we've asked for all along through this process, is to say, because of aviation, because of the nature of aviation, you've got to give a signpost to say that when you reach certain levels, that you can actually say we're going to open up. That time has long since passed. And we are not against mandatory hotel quarantine from countries outside the European Union. If there's good reason to do that from public health perspective, then do it. But you can't do it in a common travel area, because people will just go to third countries. It does nothing from a public health point of view.
So, but we're still only talking about a difference of a number of weeks. Why is it so critical? Just to put the question to you. Why is it so critical to you?
Because the rest of Europe is doing it, and there is no public health reason for sustaining this and not being absolutely clear about it. There are people, pilots, cabin crew, engineers, ground crew, who have been out of work for almost a year now. They need the certainty as well. The rest of Europe has opened up, and there is no reason. Ireland is no different than that. Vaccination levels are going to be up to 80% of the population by the end of June. The HSE says the link is broken. Now is the time for the government to say, here's the signpost, let's get back to normality.
Final question to you then on this. And you say the link is broken. That's not to say that there couldn't be
Paul
a fourth
Reid
wave.
Said that, not me.
Your interpretation of it.
That's what he said.
What I am saying to you is that does not mean, and the medical experts have told us this, that there wouldn't be a fourth wave. But parking that for the moment, the aviation industry argues, because again, the government is talking we'll be part of the European digital passport system by mid-July. They're talking about the common travel area in June. So given that we're only talking about a difference of weeks between what you want and they're talking about, why is it so critical we move as urgently as you say?
The digital passport will not make any difference for about 95% of the population for the European Union, because they can move freely on the landmass of Europe. And the Minister for Health hiding behind the idea that we're going to have a European passport that's going to give us a green light sometime in June. What we need to do is we need to look at the facts. We're always told to look at the facts. The facts are HSE say that the link has been broken. Hospitalisations are below 100. We have a common travel area with the UK and we've an open border. We need to regularise that, especially okay. because the UK has got the highest vaccination and the lowest cases in Europe. And we need to open up the exact same as other European countries are doing, or we're going to be left behind as we were last year. That's the reason.
At this point in time, but we saw last summer, you know, we were down to just handfuls of cases. And then came the Spanish variant. We saw, and we're just coming out of what happened at Christmas. It is still, while huge progress is being made on the vaccination programme, there are still a huge number of people who have not yet been vaccinated. What is, from your point, why does Ireland lose out by waiting patiently a few more weeks longer for travel to open up?
But like, we have an open border with the UK at the moment. We have an open border. And we have never done anything with that. We have a mandatory hotel quarantine with two countries in the European Union for no good reason whatsoever. That is completely 100% ineffective from a public health point of view, because people can get around it. We have the most restrictive policy in Europe, and the most probably ineffective one as well. Everybody else is moving on because of high vaccination rates, and there is no reason to hold back from that, and they should do so immediately.
Eddie Wilson, Chief Executive of Ryanair, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.